things with a love that keeps no score of your wrongdoings. I'd ask you to gently close your eyes. As best you can, tune out everybody else around you. And as that lovely Quaker phrase goes, center down, sink into the center of your grace being. In faith, become aware of Jesus dwelling within you. Recall his word in John 15:4, make your home in me as I make mine in you. Now don't think anything, don't intend anything, don't promise to perform anything. Just grow still and let yourself be loved in your brokenness. If you feel resistance to letting yourself be loved through lack of faith, through distorted images of God, through uncertainty, through fear, through shame, just present those to Jesus and say, Lord, I can't free myself, but you can set me free. All power in heaven and earth is yours. You're the master of the impossible, and I want to be free. Now hear this word of Paul as though you were hearing it for the first time in your life. Nothing, absolutely nothing can come between us and the love of Christ. Even if we're troubled, worried, frightened, lonely, ashamed, exhausted, depressed, tilting toward despair, these are the trials through which we triumph by the power of him who loved us. I am certain of this. Neither death nor life, no angel, no prince, nothing in the past, nothing down the road, not any power or height or depth or any created thing can ever come between us and the love of God made visible in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'd like to suggest that you make your prayer your personal response to the loving invitation of Jesus contained in this inspired song. I found this song 3 years ago on a silent retreat I was making for 8 days in Sedalia, Colorado. I heard it in the bookstore. I listened 3 times and realized it caught everything that God has given me to share in my 42 years of ministry. I truly believe it's anointed. And let your prayer just be your own way of responding to Jesus as he calls you out your name.
As you are, that's how I want you. Come as you are, feel quite at home. Close to my heart, loved and forgiven. Come as you are, why stand alone? Thank you. again. I came to call sinners, not just the virtuous. I came to bring peace, not to condemn. Each time you fail to live by my promise,
please take out something to write with. There's a homework assignment. I consider this homework such a vital, essential, integral part of this, our 3-day retreat, that if you get too distracted or caught up in reunion with friends and fail to do it, you may deprive yourself of the richest blessing of our time together. I ask you to do this alone, in silence, and provide the Holy Spirit the opportunity to move you from your head to your heart, from the intellectual cognition to the experiential awareness of the furious love of God for you in Christ Jesus. I ask you to spend 20 minutes of prime time today, when you're alert and alive, praying over these four passages. Isaiah 43, 1 through 5. Ephesians 2, 6 through 10. One John 4, 16 through 19. And the last is Psalm 103. Let me repeat something. Psalm 103 says, "The Lord loves those who fear him." Remember, the biblical meaning of fear of the Lord is silent wonder, radical amazement, and affectionate awe at the infinite goodness of God. Let me close now with a blessing written by my spiritual director in New Orleans, Larry Hine. May all your expectations be frustrated. May all your plans be thwarted. May all your desires be withered into nothingness, that you may experience the powerlessness and poverty of a child and sing and dance in the love of God, who is Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen. In the words of Francis of Assisi, when he parted company with Brother Dominic on the road to Umbria. Bye.